So, you really thinking about becoming a project manager, huh? That's interesting. Are you really ready to handle the intense pressures of leading a project, or is your passion starting to slip away? What if the excitement you feel now turns into regret because you didn't know what you truly were getting into? In today's episode, I'm going to address what you're truly going to get into. Do you mind if I share a story with you? You see, I heard this quote. It says, "When does a person really live and not survive?" How many times, family, that we identified or we aligned with a profession that we knew was not of us? How many times have we took a job thinking it was a career because either we were influenced by friends or family? How many times, you kind of get where I'm going, family. See, the gist of today's episode is really addressing if project management is for you. And I'm going to outline some of the things here that I really believe, if you're thinking about getting in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, that you're set up for success, that you don't have to, look behind you to see if you made a regret in going after this profession or this career. Let's jump into the content. Point number one, evaluate your comfort with decision-making. Listen, PMs, they must make timely decisions, often with incomplete information. If you are decisive and confident in leading others through tough choices, tough decisions, this role could be a match. Here's my actionable tip. Think about a time when you had to make a tough call. Reflect on whether you enjoy the responsibility or found it overwhelming. Listen, family, me challenging you to go and think back when you've had to make a tough decision is going to help you understand when you get it as a project manager, you're going to have to make many tough decisions. How are you going to respond? And will you be willing to make the decision without having enough information? Point number two, assess your love for organization and planning. Now, let me park here parenthetically. Family, there's going to be many times I'm going to even tell you, I am extremely organized when it comes to project management. Now, when it comes to my personal life, I'm about 50-50. You'd probably be like, why are you 50-50 in your personal, but you're 100% when you're doing... That's a great question. I'm so glad you asked me that. And the thing of it is, family, is that I have certain pockets where personally with that I'm very detail oriented. I'm very document driven. Like I have sticky notes and notes and organization. Like I'm very organized. But when it comes to this thing called project management and I'm leading a project, I am super detailed. Like I am so over detailed. I'm so over documented more than my personal life. And I'm like, what's going on here? I say all that to say that even if you're not organized in your personal life, you may realize that you could be even more organized in your career or professional life. I see it all the time. That's why I don't want to dissuade you or push you away from getting into project management, because you may say, I'm not even organized in my personal life. How can I organize a project? You would be surprised. I'm a living truth of that. But I digress. Let me get into the rest of this. If you naturally enjoy planning your day or managing complex logistics, this career is for you. Here's my actionable tip. You know, I always recommend that you volunteer, look to volunteer at a small event or manage a personal project. If you feel energized rather than stressed by organizational aspect, this is probably a good sign, family. This opportunity is for you as a project manager. Point number three, determine your interest in leading people. I love what John Maxwell says. John Maxwell says, to be a leader is about influence. Again, leadership is about influence. See, when you influence people, that means you're not trying to micromanage them. When you influence people, you're inspiring them to let them know that just because of what you're asking them to do, if you can do it, you will. And many times you have to lead and protect them at the same time. Let me expound on that. Project management is about guiding teams toward a common goal and motivating others and resolving conflicts that appeal to you, as well as looking deeper into those conflicts if they depended on how bad the conflict actually is. What do I mean by that? What I mean by that is that there are certain conflicts that can be self-organized, that those two individuals can solve it. But there's other conflicts where you're going to need to get in the middle of it. You're going to have to use whatever your conflict techniques is. One of mine is that I get each individual, I meet with them to find out what the issue is. And then I bring all of us together to have a very professional conversation and find a path to solution, not a path to more problems. Here's my actionable tip. Try leading a small group or activity or coordinating a team effort. Reflect on how it made you feel. Did you feel excited or did you feel drained? If you feel drained, then I want to let you know you got a tough road ahead of you in this thing called project management. Point number four, check your interest in learning new tools. I always get questions. Hey, what tool should I use? Should I use Asana, Trello, Monday.com, Smartsheets, Microsoft Project? As a project manager, you will use various project management platforms and collaboration tools. So you have to have a curiosity for technology and a willingness to learn can be crucial. All of the exceptional project managers, all the great project managers, all the good project managers, they have many things in common, but one that separates them from good and worse is their ability to be willing to take on a new, learn new technologies, or their willingness to learn something is crucial. So as a project manager, with changes continually to happen, you have to be up to speed and learn that information. Point number five, assess your comfort zone, or I should say assess your comfort level with accountability. One thing as a PM, I don't care if it's your fault or not, you're still accountable and responsible for it because you are responsible for the project outcomes. If you're uncomfortable being accountable and you thrive under responsibility, this role could suit you. Because for me, I love the responsibility. I love the accountability. You want to hold me responsible for this? Great. Anything else? I love that because now it gives me an opportunity to really make the team look good. It gives me an opportunity to even ensure that the team is protected as we're going on this journey and we form a close bond. Here's my actionable tip. Volunteer for projects where you are the primary decision maker. If you can't see family, my actionable tips is really about volunteering. Why am I keep saying volunteering? The reason why I say that is because what tends to happen is if you get excited about a career, I got excited about accounting because I love numbers. And then when I actually got a chance to do some accounting, yeah, this is, I'd rather just do this on my own. I don't like to do this. Same thing when I got into insurance. I was like, yeah, I love insurance. This is something that you're always going to need, car insurance, how all of these type of insurances. So yeah, this is going to be a lucrative, a great opportunity for growth career. And I worked in a claim center and I just, yep, this is not going to do this. So this is why I'm telling you to volunteer to see when you're going through these different aspects of project management that I'm sharing with you. For instance, assessing your comfort level with being accountable. How is your interest level when it comes to learning tools? Determining it and how, when you're leading people, how do you feel when you're leading people knowing that you're held accountable for the decision that you make and being that primary decision maker? Reflect on whether you found the responsibility, again, fulfilling or stressful, and just be honest with yourself. Just because you feel like it's stressful, that doesn't mean you're not going to be a match for project management, because over time you will develop that. I think David Goggins talks about that callus, having you develop that callus on you where you'll be able to push through the stress, push through the frustration. So again, I'm not saying just because you're not going to be feeling comfortable or being held accountable, you won't have success. What I'm saying is this is what this role is about, and you can do it if you're willing to push through. Point number six, consider your desire to learn from failures. Whew. I'll tell you one thing project management has taught me, it is similar to life, is how to respond to failures. How are you going to respond when you've given everything to this project and you have people that decide not to show up because they got moved to another project and your project goes from green to yellow to red? How will you respond to those failures? Are you open to continuous improvement? Are you looking to thrive in continuous improvement? Here's my actionable tip. Analyze past failures and outline lessons learned. Consider if you enjoy reflecting and growing from these experiences. this is something I also do in my personal life, family. I love to see, hey, I didn't do well here. Why? What can I do better? And what am I willing to do to ensure that I can have better success next time? Point number 7, evaluate your willingness to adapt and pivot. In project management, one of the things I notice is that because of the PMBOK, which is an amazing book, people will, especially my new project managers, if you guys get certified, and I shared this with you before, you get your CAPM and you're like, you're in CAPM mode with all the different definitions and formulas and frameworks. And you go into an organization and then you're shocked because they're not doing everything that you thought that they're not running a proper project, but they are. It's just they're doing it their way. Again, the PMBOK is a standard guide, which you should be pulling, or, oh, I like this, family, being able to tailor up and tailor down based on the organization. So there's going to be many times where you're going to have to tailor up and tailor down, and tailoring up meaning that, okay, for this particular project, we know we're going to need a requirements traceability matrix. We're going to need we're going to have to perform a SWOT analysis, all of these things, all these different tools and techniques. And the thing about it is, then you get another project where you may not need to do those things. Can you have the ability to pivot and adapt and learn at the same time as you grow? Or the organization may not be mature enough yet for you to be introducing a lot of these frameworks and things. So you need to meet everyone where they are, educate them, and then bring them up with you. Here's my actionable tip. Reflect on a situation where you had to change your approach. If adapting felt natural or rewarding, I have to let you know, this PM role will be the right choice for you. Point number 8, assess your enthusiasm for meeting facilitation. I'm going to tell you, there's been moments when I'm in meetings and I'm like, why am I here? We are wasting our time. And there are going to be some meetings that drain you, but there's also going to be some meetings that energize you. PMs frequently lead meetings, and you're going to have to be comfortable where you may be on the call, where you may be doing the majority of the talking in the beginning, until the team can get comfortable enough where you can start calling on them and asking them questions. And by asking them questions, it's going to force them to talk and have a conversation with the collective group. So if you're uncomfortable with directing discussions and keeping teams on track, you may want to think about something different. But if you're listening to this episode, if you're watching this episode, I'm really truly believing that this opportunity as a PM is for you, and I think you're on the right track. Here's my actionable tip. Host a meeting on a topic you truly care about and observe your level of engagement and your confidence as a facilitator. Here's my bonus. Check your resilience and your ability to handle criticism. As I told you, the PM is accountable and responsible, and you will have people that will, how can I say this, give you what they call their version of constructive feedback. And can you handle it? If you can handle criticism constructively and remain silent, that's a great trait for this role. And when I mean remain silent, I'm not saying being passive. I'm saying remain silent enough so then you can show those people they misjudged you as a project manager. They made the wrong decision of what they just said, but I'm not going to go back and forth with you. I'm going to look. So if this is an issue, I'm going to look to go solve it. And through my actions, through my execution, you will know, oh, I made a bad decision there. Here's my actionable tip. Seek feedback on recent projects that you manage. If you never led a project, then seek feedback on whatever career that you're in. If you're making this transition, and how did you handle it? How did you assess it? Be honest with yourself. Did you get upset? Did you get frustrated? And maybe that's the first emotion. That's fine. But after you went through that emotional roller coaster, getting upset, getting angry, playing the victim and saying, this wasn't my fault. After you go through that cycle, can you bounce back and address the criticism face to face without having to use your words, but use your by executing? Here's my 3 transformational remarks, family, and I truly, truly appreciate you giving me your time today. Point number 1, determine your interest in leading people. Like I said, try leading a small group of activity to coordinate with a team effort. Reflect on how it made you feel, excited or drained. Number 2, evaluate your comfort with decision-making. Again, like I said, as the PM, you are responsible for making tough calls. So think about a time you had to make a tough call and reflect on whether you enjoyed the responsibility or did you find it overwhelming. And number three, consider your desire to learn from your failures. Analyze past, here's my actual tip, analyze past failures and outline lessons learned. Consider if you enjoy reflecting or growing from these experiences. Family, I truly hope you enjoy today's episode because it's important. If you get into this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with called project management, you will realize that there's so much great opportunity here. But with this opportunity, I'm sounding like Peter Parker's grandfather, with this great power comes responsibility, but it does because you're leading teams, you're making tough decisions. And a lot of people don't like to make tough decisions because they're I don't want to use the word afraid, but they're concerned or fearful of what the result is going to be. I'm going to tell you, family, you're going to have some amazing results on the decisions that you made, and you're going to have some decisions that, oh, they didn't go too well. But both situations, good or bad, you're going to have an opportunity to learn from. I go by the name AED, family, for all you smart and intelligent folks out there. Let me just be honest with you. That just simply means Ed. And again, I truly appreciate the opportunity to deliver today's episode. Until next time.